Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Hey, happy camper inside the place for this morning. Good day. Kellervision Live and Effect, Central London, or central as you need to be. Sharing is caring. You know exactly what to do. Tell a friend to tell a friend. It's the only way that we survive out here. I ain't doing it for my health. Believe that. Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk and hold tight all the regulars. Anyone that's got the Kellervision app, you know what time it is. We're making some heavy transitions over there, so make sure you've got it. Free download, Apple, Android, App Store. That's the deal. We inside the house have got a very special guest. Somebody I've known for a very long time. We've had many a drunken nights and and more. FBS, FDC, he'll run all the rest. It's the mighty Avon inside the place.
Love.
Yeah, to say that there's going to be a lot of excited people out there is an understatement.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope the name's still burning fire, you know what I'm saying?
Burning fire? You burnt holes through. you made an absolute tarnish of the place. But you're good.
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I can't really complain. I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for the opportunity. You get me?
Oh,
long time.
Brother.
It's good to see you as well, my brother.
Yeah, you know that. I think the last house party was too long ago. Hold tight, Tay's inside the place, my guy.
I remember the house party you were talking about.
He recognises the house party. Oh, yes. You graph writers are all about house parties and squat parties, aren't you?
Yeah, bro. Anything, all-day party, every day, you know what I'm saying? Well, used to.
I was going to say, look, you know, times have changed, things have moved on. We ain't in the 90s now, but trust me, the pixelation ain't doing my guy justice. He's looking well.
Come on, fam.
Looking well.
That's
like,
what I do.
From night to day, though, it's like,
I look younger. Yeah. I look younger.
Yeah. Oh. That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you start
reverse it.
The Benjamin Button business. So what else is going on? What brings you into this neck of the woods? Do you come up London often?
Well, I'm everywhere, really. Yeah. You know what? It's just on the radar, off the radar, staying out of trouble, staying in trouble, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How's the South? South London,
mate,
by the way.
The dirty South, man. Yeah. I love it. I can't leave it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big up my credit, man. Them.
Yeah,
there's too many names to mention, but you know. Chat team, all of them.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you don't know.
For those of you that are outside London, and in fact, outside of the UK, hold tight to my international crew. FDC, Avon. I mean, run off the other names for me, brother. Come on, tell the people what crews you're rolling with.
Oh. FDC?
This is going to be the alphabet.
FDC, yeah. FBS, TKZ, my boy Taze, KTO,
yeah.
TCM from Sham, TT, Trap Team, DFL, Dogs for Life. There's a few more, but I've been around. I'm an old dog now.
It's not true. It's there.
But
I'll tell you this much: if you're from the outside looking in, back in the late '90s, particularly, I mean, this is when, you know, we were conduits to the scene and, like, you know, just spreading the gospel and the culture. You were up.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. Talk to me about the '90s, man.
Man, when I first started, didn't it? I was only a young little kid, about 14. Probably younger than that, even though. I've got to remind me. But yeah, man, we're there. Obviously, this graffiti scene at that stage, I think it was blowing up differently. Yeah. It was mental. Like, everyone, and obviously, to get your name known, you had to obviously do certain things. So obviously, I thought, me and my little crew there, take it a bit further. It's just overtake everything. Obviously, from South Korean, we just do like crazy stuff. And even if you didn't do crazy stuff, we do like more like vandalism stuff. Like, it was a bit more towards the vandalism than the art at the start. We're just causing trouble, you know what I'm saying? Most things I'm known for is doing dubs inside the train. Because obviously with the yards and that, they're a bit hot on us. I was only about 5'6". I was young. So I couldn't really reach that high on the panels. I still can do them. But I think most of my best thing was from East Grand to North Junction. But I had to do a dub, bass fill, shadow, border. That's it. Been around about 3-4 minutes. That's how quick I could do it inside the train.
That's the timer?
Yeah, we're doing them all the time. We're just running up and down and doing them all the time.
Inside?
Inside.
People inside as well?
No. What we used to do is to lock the back, lock the door. I see. So before you get on, like, do the two clicks so no one can get on and get on to two carriages. But then we'll just, when I'm on the train, then that's just me in a whole carriage.
Yeah.
Do my thing. Come off at the next stop.
Fun house.
Yeah. You've got free running things. A bit smoky and that, but still. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So we're talking about the old school trains, aren't we?
This is just the normal BRs, not the slam doors. Mm. The normal BR ones. Just other ones. It's just like just a normal train, but just back there, dated. Mm. Dated trains. So you just had a little click button on the side. Mm. It locks both the doors. Mm. Locks the whole train off. Then you can just do what you wanted to do. But yeah. That's what we were known for. But I lean out on the buses. We were just basically just all day, every day, 24/7, just smashing every single thing we could do.
So we're talking, what date were we talking around at Dickens?
I'm saying from what? 97, 98. Mm. 97, 98. And then obviously I started getting noticed a little bit by obviously Sirzone. Trying them like FTC boys. Then we started obviously sparring with them lot.
Mm. Hold tight, FTC bigger. Come on.
But yeah, that was it. And then we just, I just constantly non-stop. I think there wasn't a night that I did not go out there. The underground, overground, we do even the balls on us. Like we do more than tube in the day with obviously the WZ boys. We got the WZ boys.
Yeah, hold tight, WZ.
Yeah, man, broad daylight.
Wow.
It's rago.
Wow.
Just run in there, run out. And then if someone says something or whatever, we're not even running. We're telling them to run. We'll chase them out of the yard. But
really, did that happen?
Yeah, man, the track is coming. Look, if there's seven of us and then there's that one trackie, what's he going to do? Nothing.
Mm.
But then obviously it's a bit on top from there, so you just got to make sure you're just on your toes. Yeah,
cameras start popping
up.
Yeah,
as long as you get your pictures and that. And then that's it, you're just gone. You get me? Mm. But yeah, we was a bit naughty. So maybe a bit more than naughty.
Really?
Yeah. But we're not nice naughty, you know? If you're nice to us, we're nice to you. You know what I'm saying?
He says with a smile, there's a level of nostalgia in his face when he says this stuff. Because obviously, we're talking in hindsight here. Don't try this stuff at home, people.
Yeah, definitely.
Do me a favour. Mm. Don't do it. Yeah. You say we. How many of you at any given time? You said seven, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, seven. Well, whoever's ready to do it, we're done. Sometimes it really, well, take it in turns, really. Obviously, you've got a couple of men that has to look out over the boat on the bridge.
You had lookouts?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to, yeah. Sometimes it depends. You just got to do it. Do what you need to do. Obviously, it's in or out. But then what you've got to remember is, obviously, we go in together. And obviously, because it's such a hot one, you just got to leave.
Yeah.
So if someone's taking a bit too long, then just can come on top. Yeah. You're gonna be the last one left in there.
Have you ever been the last one left in there?
Never.
Never.
Never. No,
I'm 7 minutes.
I'm one of the fastest. No, yeah. I remember Gusto was just being a bit too perfection in it. Well, we had to just hurry him up.
I'll
type
Gusto all day.
Gusto. Yeah, that's it, man. We've done it a couple of times, but then obviously then after that, then it's just started leaving that security trackies van just plotted up there all day, so that's come on top.
Yeah, so you couldn't really do...
Yeah.
It was a different time then, and
definitely.
I do feel like these more established security things, they came about because of what was going on in the 90s.
We did... I think basically we set the foundation, but we also put a lot of heat on the scene as well. Nowadays, I don't think it'd probably be impossible to do that.
No,
definitely. The way, even I passed through the other day, just for old time's sake, I went over and had a look at my old thing, but it's impossible to get in there.
Really?
They got the laser wire trip things, they got them. That looks like you're trying to get into prison, you know what I'm saying?
It's like trying to get into prison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad. It's crazy.
And I often thought to myself, getting in is one thing, but
getting out. Yeah, if you run and miss that hole, or you run and miss the, you're finished. Yeah. You can't. One way in, one way out, man. You flip in, you're out. You get caught in one of them fences.
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're yeah, your fingers coming off easily.
Really?
Yeah, there's some razor wire. It's mad.
Do you see you?
I think it's against your human rights, you know.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
So it's that silly.
It's yeah, that mad.
That's a really good point because, all right, fair enough.
But you know, you shouldn't be there. Yeah. But if you are there, yeah.
You're mangled.
Yeah, you're in
trouble. Catch an artery and you're...
Oh, you're dead. Yeah, that's just the way it is. But the thing is, we were like crazy when we were young, like train surfing, just being terrorists, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we weren't even thinking of certain things. Even like there's a couple of us that have obviously unfortunately passed away on the tracks. So God bless all everyone that has.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But no one thinks of that until it happens, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Which is obviously another point of things where it is very dangerous. It's doing, but I don't think we understood danger at that age anyway.
You don't fear, do you? It's like mortality.
No, nothing. We didn't care. Even to this day, the way ruthless we was going on, they didn't want, even the people on the train station, they don't want no trouble. They know they can see us all day, every day, but just have to open the barriers for us. They don't want no trouble, you know what I'm saying?
They're antagonising.
Yeah. But we just done what we wanted to do. Mm. That's just the fear. And that's how we got our names. That's how we got the fear. It's not a fear thing. It's a thing like, say, we just done what we wanted to do. Mm. And if anyone come in the way, unfortunately, not being horrible, but, yeah, it wasn't... It's best to be on our side than not on our side. You know what I'm saying? But it's all love, man.
Yeah, it is all love. Interestingly, it's all love now, anyway.
Still.
yeah. But I thought... Right, I'm going to go to the recesses of my mind here because I remember a young Avon.
Yeah.
And I have to say, and I can say this to you as a friend.
Yeah.
You were a force to be fucking reckoned with.
Yeah,
you were aggressive.
I was bad.
Yo, like you were, it was almost like you were constantly on watch.
Yeah.
You were constantly like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah. It was a situation, obviously... In obviously the lifestyle that we live, obviously not everyone's too friendly, you know. So for always you've got to portray that image, got to big up your chest all the time, and you got to do some things you don't want to do. I apologize to anyone who may have hurt in the past or who I've offended or don't like me, whatever. I just gonna say, look, man's blessed now. I hope you accept my apology, but I've done more wrongs than I've done rights, you know what I'm saying? But it's all love, man. It's all love. I'm a changed man now.
Yeah. And like you say, that there's a certain not to say that it doesn't exist and it isn't real, but if you're faced with certain scenarios and circumstances, you can't be any other way.
Yeah, exactly.
And strong.
Exactly, because your name will just go down the pan. But, yeah, obviously there's a few of us. I think we'd probably be like minimum will go out with us. We'll be like 10.
10?
10 people. Yeah, that's at minimum. And then at the end of the day, you could end up with all 20, 30 people, like, just going around, just causing havoc, you know? But, yeah. Yeah,
so when, yeah, let's talk about this havoc here.
Yeah, obviously we're going around. We're young, we've got no money, so you just need to just take what you need by all means necessary, really. If you want to get a beer, if you want to get a draw, you need to get money for a draw, you want to get other cheeky stuff, then you need to just acquire your equity, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, here's the thing, yeah, we'll get into that, T, for sure. And what I'm thinking is, in terms of raising, and just relating back to what you were saying earlier, like, It's almost if you spawn a relationship with the person that you're stealing and raising off of. Was that the kind of model that you worked on? Because some people do it really secretly, other people just like, I'm taking this.
Yeah. Well, there's one or two ways. Obviously we'll go, obviously try and be as covert as you can, innit? But then if you're hungry and you got no money, you just have you might have to do a little thing called a Bogart. That's the thing. If you've been walking around all day, you got no money, you got no nothing. Obviously, all you got to do, all you got is a pen, and you're graphing all day, and you got no nothing. And it's Friday night or something. You're gonna have to do something a bit drastic. But it is what it is.
I mean, it's like raving a lot.
Yeah, it's like raving a lot. Yeah, That's another couple of stories,
tell me, by the way, I can't, because you haven't got a mic.
Oh.
So I'm have to, yeah, I'll have to relay things you're saying.
No,
yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't
matter, it's better
that
way.
Okay. Big update. Yeah. Talk to me about your family background.
Me? One of five. I'm the middle. Irish mother, Jamaican father, immigrants from a country. So they come from a time where there's no blacks, no dogs are Irish.
Mm.
So, but the household was my loving household. It's been, they tried to stop me so much. To get, but I love doing what I've done so much. Obviously, with graffiti, every situation, like, I had so much paint. Man, we used to go out and get this paint, like Jet Blacks. Oh, the Jet Black Silvers, stop that leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the decoratives, the plastic coats, the hot paint aluminiums. Like, with them ones there, we have so many. And I said, just stash them. Obviously, nighttime comes, I'd have to do the JD Sports bag, rip it, pull my paint there, and then just slowly lower it down.
Really?
Yeah, into the front garden. And then I'd be like, yeah, Mum, we're going out. She'd be like, look, and see, I've got no bag with me. So she'd be like, all right, cool. Whatever, so then I'll go, then I just try and grab it, sneak in, so top of the door, the jingling, and then bang, I'm off. We're gone for the night.
Wow, yeah. Manoeuvres.
Yeah.
This ain't no milk tray advert, man. This is the real fucking deal.
Yeah, we'll probably do that, but it's a love it. It's a love of Battersea Park. Battersea Park layup. I used to love that place. Yeah. But we did get back there. We got back, me and my boy. Got both back at Battersea Park. They chased us across them tracks. Mate, and there's a massive hole somewhere around there. If you fall from that length, man, you'll be dead.
Dead.
Like, it's on top of the bridge. But they chased all up to Victoria. Yeah, I got bagged on that one. Helicopter, everything. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Helicopter, that works.
Yeah, that works. It chases us all the way, man. Yeah, dogs, everything. Yeah, it's a bit mental, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't go back there after that.
No. Graffiti gripped your life.
Yeah, definitely.
And your parents were just not in it. What about your brother? What about your siblings?
No, they didn't understand it. No one, you wouldn't understand unless you're there, unless you're doing what you need to do. It was part of me. I could not. I just loved it. Like, it was all day, every day.
Mm.
Just like non-stop. So, yeah, I just couldn't get enough.
The vandalism came as part of the package.
Yeah.
So was it vandalism was more?
I would say I was okay. I'd done some nice bits and done some other bits. But then if I couldn't do any nice bits, I'd just do my worst bits. You know what I'm saying? Just bombing. I would bomb the whole train. Bomb Epsom. We used to murder Epsom all the time.
Mm.
But do like top to bottoms. Caterham. Obviously, when we go to the underground, Parsons Green, so rinse that. That was a nice one. We've done Coke Fosters. There's so many. I'm trying to think. We even went down to flipping Hastings. So Hastings and down there, and not all now.
All the Sussex outer fringes.
Yeah, all everywhere around there, yeah. We just loved it. We just got there, just plot up somewhere. Like, no car, no nothing.
How many hours would you plot up?
Just depends. We have to do a couple of laps of the yard to make sure it's safe. See what it's saying. Once we just say, yeah, we're ready to go, then we'll go, and we'll probably paint in there for a couple of hours if you've got the run of the yard. And then I remember before in Hastings, we've done it in the morning. We've come back in the morning and then we've got on the train that we painted. All our hands are all still like multicoloured. Oh, mate, no ticket.
Fucking liberties.
Then the ticket inspector's going, man, oh, mate, it's a nightmare getting back. But still, we made it. We made it out. Yeah, it's cool.
Wow. Yeah, so you're talking about these areas and, you know, the reach. What other writers were inspiring you? What other writers were around at the time that you would, or people that growing up that you saw?
Zombie is the number one for me. Obviously, enough respect to Char, Zoned.
Mm.
Big up Taze. Taze is like my big brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got mad love for Taze.
All day.
Obviously, Coz.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a few. There was quite a few people, but they were the main ones you looked at in South. Other than that, there's other like Regret.
Mm.
Condemn.
Mm. Condemn.
RIP, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, but easy. There was a serious one. There's just... It's going back years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that, what?
Mm. long.
Yeah,
long.
20 years maybe.
That's crazy.
That's a long time. And I'm looking at it, I can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm just making feel old now.
Do you scrub it up, well, bro? Yeah, listen, come on. You honestly, and I can't stress it enough how well you're looking, brother.
Wicked.
When I think of Avon as a, I mean, the dub, there's a particular dub that I'm thinking of, which runs, I think it's from Croydon to Purley Way. There's a bridge. I think it's Colston.
Colston, I think, yeah, the one, there's a massive drop.
Yes.
I mean, they've leaned over. Yeah, I think that's still there, you know?
It's still there.
Yeah.
I've been on it. And
it's still got the East
Croydon piece.
That's still
got the East Croydon.
Still
got the East Croydon piece.
I think someone did, I'm not going to mention their name, went into it a little bit into my A, but I said, you know what, it's not even a here and there, but it's still, it's a principle that's been, if I nearly fell through the roof on that one, I remember that one at East Croydon, but it's still there, man, it's still puts a smile on my face, I always have a look out, see what's there, but yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just mad.
'98, they've been there, bro.
What year, you know, 2001?
2008. We're really pushing some numbers, man.
Yeah, bro,
It's mad to think that it's still there. It's mad to think it's still there.
Yeah.
Actually.
Unless they knock it down.
Yeah, unless they knock it down.
Yeah. Man.
23 years ago. If you really look at that era, and listen, this is only from a fan first. Furthermore, that was my kind of area growing up. As you know. So I just, definitively, I just felt like you were the connective dub DNA of where I was from to where I was heading. See what I'm saying? You had a look that epitomised that era.
Yeah. That's when I'd got my style and just done my thing. But I'll go obviously anywhere, obviously, you know. We'll go from Cooley to Croydon and then from there onwards. If you have Three Bridges Yard, we said all the time. But yeah, it's just that era there. I think, boy, mate.
Is it all a blur? It must have been.
It's a little bit. A lot of things just come back. Wow. There have been so many events and so much stuff that has happened and so much I'm doing, it's just like mad. The brain's like, but then I need to obviously, when you think and look, I see like certain pictures or certain things, then it will like click. I'm like, oh, do you remember that time this time? Or, and you need a couple of the men to obviously to say like, look, do you remember this time? Or, oh, do you remember that? And then it will click. But then we've been on, so I mean, I'm talking like every night. We had no
off,
jobs.
Off count, how many times did you go out?
Man.
Not necessarily for anything specific other than just with a can. How many times do you reckon?
Minimum. I say minimum 4 times a week. 4. We're always doing yards all the time.
How did you get into FDC? How did that come about?
I don't know if it was out. But it was cert or zoned. It was cert or zoned. One of the two. Obviously, they see me. I think it was like me, Swagger, Mess at the time. We were back. We was going in. Obviously, they knew it was. I think that's when, before they'd done the White Trash video and all of that. But yeah, no, we were just up there, prolific. And obviously, with the younger generation were coming through. And obviously, they just said, yeah. Obviously, they're seeing the hard work going in and they said, just drop it, innit? So I think this is definitely still a zone. But yeah, so we started dropping that. So yeah. That
big
was
up zoned, man.
Yeah, big up. Yeah, original done.
Original, yeah. But what was the scenario? What, you sitting at McDonald's or something?
No. Then
you know what I mean?
We used to live close, Will. We live close by. And we used to hang around each other quite a lot. Definitely. And I also knew his brother Jay. Shared brother Jay. Yeah. Remember, we were just there, innit? And then someone just said, yeah. Just, oh, and also, God bless Johnny Dyer.
Oh, Dyer. No,
man. Yeah. R.I.P., man.
He was certainly one of the kind of, like you said, a younger generation.
He was good, man.
Yeah.
But as he was dying, we was hanging around for time. And he was with us, he used to hang around
with
us a lot.
I mean, yeah,
he showed us a lot more love than certain other people. And we'd be with him all the time. No shame. But basically, Dyer, with that, obviously, zoned general, sir, obviously, the bigger boss. But with Dyer, he was more like, he would be with the youngest. He would always bring us out. Because some people won't go like yard. If you say you're going to go yard with certain people, they'll be like, no, we're not going yard with you. Because they just want things to come on top. But with Dyer, he always had love for us. And obviously, where we're young, we're coming through. And Yeah, I remember the first time I met him and he said, yeah, I thought you were, I said, yeah, I said, what'd you write? I said, Avon. He goes, Avon. Oh, I thought he said it. I thought he's, because it's sometimes spelled with E. He goes, I thought he said Avon. But then, no, from then, we should hang around with him, got the numbers, we started sparring with him every day, and then that's it. All day, every day, him, Pest Venger.
Woo, Pest and Venger. Yeah. Wow, I remember Venger. Yeah. That's another one.
Yeah, local Pest. Boys. Mm. Done our thing. Even Core, where it is about.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, but there's a few of us, and we should just do what we needed to do, and that's when it started from there. Yeah, and then I think, yeah, definitely Dyer introduced me to the others, and then obviously that's when they let me drop the crew.
We rarely get an opportunity to speak about these characters from stuff. Obviously, in FDC, what was Dyer like as a human being?
Man, he's a legend, man. He's a top boy.
Yeah.
He was always, but even before, man, yeah, be that. They'd be like, we do it all night or whatever. And I'd be like, well, I'm young, I can't really be bowling back in my mum's house. I've got to pretend I'm staying like that. Because I'm like 14, 15.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like, down, I'd be like, come back, chill out, smoke some ash, and just step in, just sleep on the floor. Mm-hmm. And there'd be a couple of us, like me, Dan, Swag, Messer, and then off for last. But he always made room for us, man.
Mm-hmm.
He always made sure we was all right. And oil and drive us out there the next day. But yeah, man, God bless his soul, man. He was good. He was good to me, man. He's a good Don.
Good Don. Rest in peace.
Definitely.
We're getting to this is for real. Definitely. For real. And he's one of the characters that I would sorely wish that he was around to have a chat with, man.
Definitely. He was a good one.
Good energy, yeah.
Just a genuinely nice person. And the painting as well, because even with him, he brought me to meet Bones. That was one of my favourite writers back in the day. I forgot about him.
He had that M.
The M, yeah.
That crazy sick M.
Yeah, he was a serious guy. Remember met him before? Yeah, Esno.
Esno.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't forget Esno. I know, apologies.
Dangerously so. Back.
Yeah. But yeah, we went, we was meet, I think it was me, Dyer, Meth, and Zoned. We all went up and we just done a couple of weeks on Denmark Hill. Yeah, it's the first time I met them, but the way it is, the way I just learnt from them is just like, they're just blasé, just walk off the bottom of the platform, do your thing, and walk back on the platform and get the train.
In terms of painting, what did you learn from them? Because obviously, you know, you're inducted into these scenarios, and there's a off the bat, it's like you're dealing with people, and of course, you were already established.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you had a lot to, you know, reciprocate and shine skills and shit. Yeah. But to go from one stage to the next, what did you learn the most out of that crew?
Man, it is. It's just basically just the just being around them and just learning, just seeing how they write, how they new techniques and how they act. And it just you kind of absorb. When the more writers, if you're hanging around with toys, you're going to be a toy.
Mm.
If you hang around with proper painters, you're going to be a proper painter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, they're just good. And even certain times, they used to do me outlines and that as well.
Oh, cold. Talk to me about that. So how did the offer of outline affect your style?
Yeah, no, we'll be there. Obviously, people just give you tips. I always say, I like this and like that, or this, you know. Even the pointers, it's basically good criticism. So, end of the day, they'll be like, do it. But then there's certain outlines are thinking, can I pull this off though? If I couldn't pull it off as good as him, then I have to adapt to it, innit? So, and also, I didn't want to bite the whole actual outline that he's given me, so I just have to adapt. So, I don't want to say someone, I gave you that style, but then I say, okay, it's similar, but obviously, I made it my own. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be special on this one.
That's a very interesting angle, because when you're given something to try, that must be like the highest of like, I just got given this by XYZ. If you're a fan of theirs from the jump, or you've been influenced from the jump, and then they're giving you something, that must blow your mind.
Yeah, no, it was good, man. It's good. I appreciate it. There's a level of respect there, but obviously, I also got to remember, you got to keep yourself grounded. You know, you got to make your own piece, and you got to make sure that you then also have to come back with something better. Because if you see something and then you throw something down different, and they say they like it, then it's just respect there, you know that thing? When you throw up a new... Because obviously, did you have that same style that you're like, bang, 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 use, and then one day you might just... When you change it, and then people start seeing the new stuff, then they're like, some people say they might not like it, some people might not, they do like it, but most times when I change my style, they liked it. But it always had the same sort of look to it, but certain like just tweaks in it. Yeah. If it's not broken, though, you don't need to fix it. You know what I'm saying? No.
That's right. But, yeah, and you're right. Maybe it didn't come from a particular moment like that, but there was a transition that I remember just seeing certain adjustments
to
your repetition, your pattern and flow. Mm. That was cold.
Yeah.
And I always wondered how that came about. Yeah. Like, some, I guess it was a combination of more...
Everything, and, it's evolution. You know what I'm saying? You should evolve. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I think at the end of the day, if I carried on now, I couldn't really guarantee I'll still be... still be here, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably just, not like that, but it's the thing where, you know, I think sometimes when you get out, why you can, because there are certain things that happened that then, and then they start putting up wanted pictures and things like that, and then just graffiti, no, it's not a thing where you can be playing with. You can go to prison for things like that, and
you're
not going to go to prison for anything, but at the end of the day, like, when obviously there was something you wanted for certain things, so I just didn't really, I thought it was too much of a risk now. Now I love it, I still love it to this day, so risk it.
Yeah. The lifestyle that you were living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously,
there's other little lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. There's other little, obviously, that street educated, you know what I'm saying? But then obviously you find out about other things and other things pull you over to the side and it's still there. It's all still in my heart. I still do like a couple of bits and bobs now and again when I can. But
I always liked your colour pieces too, bro.
I like them too.
Cold. Yeah. Just different ways of doing it, because you'd always see your troops on the track size, but then when you had those opportunities to do the burners, you were the one of the first people. I mean, listen, and this is only from a personal perspective, you were one of the few first people outside of COS that I felt like you really adapted. You didn't use black outlines all the time. No. You would switch the colours.
Yeah, the madness.
On the outlines.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I always felt.
That's why I had so much paint. And I'll just look at my colour scheme before I go and then just go there. You always got to remember now what you're going to do before you do it. Otherwise, it's going to mess it up. But you can just vision it. You can do it. But yeah, man. It's, I missed it. That type of paint. If I had that paint now... The last selling paint, I could probably sell that for a lot of money. It's the paint, the quality, you can't even touch that.
What paint are you talking about? What specifically? Back in the day,
we had the decoratives, and then that pomegranate pink, daffodil yellow. You got jet black silver, jet black gold, jet black signal red. Stop that leak when they worked. And most times I just jam up the mad rubber ducky
I've heard about this.
Yeah, mad.
What do you think they'd get for money right now? You think that'd be collectors?
No, I had a couple, but I sold them to a whole tap rear. So I had a couple, but then the paints again, I had an old school belt and a Krylon. And I was saying, but then also I just gave it to him for he's got this little like a little glass cabinet. They just left it in there. I don't think you could even, it's an item without, I think they're discontinued now. You can't even get hold of them.
It's just,
even to look at it, it just puts a smile on my face. Just even to look at certain paints, I'm like, bro, it just brings back all their memories rushing back. You can't get the paints like that anymore. You know, with the crown up there. That's probably impossible.
Big up Rust, my boy Rust. There you go. You know,
that's old school.
Yeah, American Krylon.
I don't know where we got them.
Still got some in. Yeah,
man.
I bet it does.
Yeah,
things like smell, environments, like you say, going through certain things and seeing, and then suddenly triggering memories.
Obviously, when you're obviously be careful. If anyone's on the tracks, you got to be double careful. You got to look out for other people because. End of the day, that when you're like crossing them tracks, like London Bridge, that track is just you don't really think you don't know how many tracks there is until you're actually there on the track side, and that train double. If you're doing London Bridge on the early, you can hear like kink kink, a lot of the tracks moving over. If you're hopping across them tracks, you've got to make sure that you timed it just in case, because it's not no joke, you know.
Bro, I'm just sitting here listening, and you said that kink kink sound, and I thought of the tracks just moving
yeah.
And you're like, which way is it coming? Where's it coming?
Bro,
that is scary. You got to
be double careful, man. Unfortunately, my boy Moda, R.I.P. to Moda.
R.I.P.
He unfortunately he passed away on the track, and I saw him the night that he was going there as well. But I told him like, put me up and be safe, but. unfortunately, he never came back, which is just very sad.
These young
thing.
People, man.
I know, man. It's sad. But then it's just one silly mistake, and that's it. Even with me, I've had a couple of close encounters.
Talk to me about them. What kind of, how close?
Well, I was with Gusto, and obviously, come on top by East Coast, obviously, with the trackies. I don't know why, they're just chasing down the track, but I'm running. I've tripped, I've fallen over, but I'm busting my hand. And obviously, I'm trying to get up, but then
landed on something.
Yeah, it must have been muscle damage or something, but I'm falling over, and he's come down, and Augusto's come from running after me, but then I'm falling down on the actual, the fast track for London Victoria Line. So then they've got trained every like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then he's had to pull me off of the track and then obviously get me over. But within like, 5-10 seconds, the train was like, come back. They're not stopping for no one, innit? But then that's it. Just little silly mistakes you can make and come and be curtains for you, you get me?
Is it hard to think of those? Obviously, there's good times, there's bad times. That's youth.
Yeah.
But do you ever sit there and sometimes think, fucking hell, me and Karma are dancing?
Mate, yeah, definitely. 100%. You want to think, I'm like, Bob, how mad things used to be. I'm sitting like, Bob, when I think we'll go back, I'm like, Jesus Christ, mine didn't understand, obviously. Yeah, I know it is what it is, but I feel like, Mom, that's actually, too, man, that's proper dangerous shit. I ain't ramping. It's mad. It's proper crazy.
You said I ain't ramping.
Yeah, no, for real. But I mean, if you look at it, even like to this day, obviously you'll never forget. Obviously, how to be safe on the tracks and do things like that. But it's a thing where it is what it is. But it is. When I think about it, some of the crazy shit I used to do, I'm thinking like, Bob, I don't know how we got away with it. I don't know.
Is there anything that makes your heart skip a beat at the age you are now? Where you think to yourself, all right, there's probably a whole preffle of stuff that you wouldn't have done you did then. But some things where you're just like,
the only thing is when it comes on top and you get that chase, that's where you've got to be so, because you're not thinking and you're not looking and you're not, there's all shit on the tracks, there's holes, there's boxes, there's, if you trip over, you fall in a live rail, you're in trouble. But the thing, when you're running and they're chasing you, you just, I don't know, it's just...
blind panic.
It's like a nightmare. It's like you're in a nightmare and you just need to get away. You're just running. Right? But then, more 9 times out of 10, you will get away. But, I think I've only been bagged once. That was it.
Really?
By Battersea Park, that was it. One time. But, And obviously, you've got to be wits about it, man. Just be double careful, you know?
Like, there's these, and this is only from a spectator, again, being on the train and you're going along and you see those bridges that suddenly come out of nowhere and the drop. But you must, if you're running in the dark and all of a sudden, what happens if, like, all of a sudden,
you're finished.
Yeah.
You're finished, man. It'd be big trouble. Hopefully you survive, but you probably have 2 broken legs and things like that.
Yeah.
Then you're out of the game and then you're definitely getting nicked.
Yeah. And I can't help but feel like, it takes mistakes to improve. Yes, that's a real scary 100%,
process. Yeah, sometimes it could be your last mistake, which is not a good thing. But most times, as long as you know your roots and your surroundings, then you should, 9 times 10 should be cool. But no one's safe, you know what I'm saying? You always got to be careful out there, which is obviously one of the other things as well, which I slowed down because I had a couple of like incident after when I fell over and then got run over. That was the one I was like, Bob, I can't really keep doing this. Got too many girls to link. Too much money to make.
It's a lot of things in your life,
exactly. Especially down too young. Can't really be doing that. But yeah, man, give God thanks and praise that I'm still here today.
Do you think, like, when you get involved in all these crews and, you know, there's never a day off. Every day's a Saturday.
Every day's your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how it feels?
I've had better times on a normal day than I did on my birthday, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the boy out with the boys all day, getting up to normal shit, like a couple of girls there, just having a good time, bombing, painting. It just always seems to, like, just pan out and have a a successful day.
What's the perks of being Avon? Tell me what in those times. What was the ultimate? Because you know we all know that graph writers do their thing, but like what is the plus of being a writer?
No, it was
especially Avon.
You
know, at that
time. Thing is, when you think about it now, obviously it's status. It's a status. It's like a streets being a street celebrity. Obviously, within a certain, not everywhere, but within a certain crowd of people, you are respected. Your status is street superstar. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even to this day, some people still recognize me, still remember me, and still give me big me up and that. But it's a thing that you carry with you. It's just your name. It's your, how can you put it? It's just, you're not a nobody. You're not overlooked. Mm. People recognize you. People respect you. And people just, they have to sometimes bow down. Not really everyone, but it's just a thing that you earn. Mm. And you, something you cannot be, that cannot be taken away from you.
What's the penalty? Because obviously, like you were saying, the vandalism, the street life, the crime, the graph. What was it? The whole all encompassing thing that you gained strength in.
Yeah. But it has helped me. It has helped me, and obviously in other parts. I'm not just graffiti. It's also obviously helped me in other fields. You know what I'm saying? But even down to like meeting girls, women. You got a level of respect already. The foundation set. Mm. I've done what I did what I does. Not sometimes it has worked in good ways, and it has also worked in negative ways. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously there's certain confrontations as you get older. I'm saying, unfortunately, I got stabbed 5 times.
What?
Yeah, it's got stabbed 5 times.
You got stabbed
over some pence, and then. As you go up, you understand.
Where'd you get stabbed?
In the back. On the side.
What?
Yeah. But then it's just things like your name will bring you up onto a level where now you're partnering with certain other people, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But, yeah, shit happens, man. Mm. And just sometimes you need these things in life and then to understand like the levels of the thing and obviously how to then go about your life in a different path, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is, you know? Mm. That's why I'm a humble guy now. Everything's blessed for me now.
Yeah.
I try to be as good as I can.
Yeah, I noticed. You have these two paths, don't you? And there was a fork in the road. You were like,
exactly. But then one hand washes the other, you know what I'm saying? So even though you might be doing what you're over here, you might be doing something, still doing something over there, but it will always follow you. Your name will always follow you. You're known for this name. There's no way you can escape it. Whatever you've done is what you've done, and whatever you do is what you do. So at the end of the day, obviously, I always love my name. It's just a name where I don't think anyone else has got. That's why I chose it.
As in the name itself?
Yeah.
Ultimately, everybody wants a name that everyone's going to remember, just on the three of just six letters that it embodies.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, man, I think there was one other geezer up north, but I don't know who he is. But yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's definitely a name that it's gonna stick in your head. When someone shouts it out, I'll instantly be like, everyone looks around. Everyone looks around when they shout out that name in Croydon, man.
Really?
Yeah. It's mostly love. It's all love, man. It's all love.
With time comes that kind of thing I mean, graph is graph and it always will be the thing it is. But it must feel pretty cool. Comment below. I'm only joking. That you can be you and after all this time, be here chatting about it.
Yeah, mad.
It's almost like two separate, not two different, two separate times, two different worlds. Mm. Would you say so?
Yeah, definitely. It's like a time freeze. But even like the other day, I see my boy Five the other day, and I was like, I see him jumping out of the car. I said, what are you up to? And he's like, oh, I'm doing some bombing. I'm like, what? I guess I'd go. So I've just gone and just battered the wall, done with a couple of A-throw-ups and just done a couple of this, that and the other. But then...
Oh, he did that A-throw-up.
That A-throw-up, man. Internationally known. But yeah, I done that. And then like even like next couple of days, I got a couple phone calls. saying, oh, brother, did you do that music the other day? And I said, yeah, I've just done a couple of bits and bobs. And that's about it, really. It's like, it's here and there. Obviously, I would love, to come back and do what I need to do. I still would do bits and bobs here and there, but it's not, and the thing is, there's not enough hours in a day when you're doing other stuff, and you've got to be double careful, and that's about it, really. So,
do you... yeah, because Graf is a lot different than how it was in the 90s. And listen, again, look, you know, I'm not creating a narrative here. There's obviously all different walks of life, and we all have our own lives. But and those paths don't often cross. But being that you were in that, and now Graf has changed, right?
Definitely. It's definitely changed. It's like totally different. It's just... even the styles. I give a lot of ratings to like them KC boys and that. They're definitely smashing it, yeah, man. They're 10 foot, all of them, man. They're not killing on the next level. They're like bringing it back. They're bringing like the '90s into the 2000s. Yeah, they're not messing about, but no, I'll take my hat off to them. You know, they're taking a massive risk and they do what they're doing. They're doing it with passion and love, and you can't take that away from them. So I hope it continues. You know what I'm saying?
What it suggests is there's a level of taming that's going on through, you know, rejuvenation of places.
It's more acceptable now, it's more allowed,
but you can't, and this is something that we've talked about on podcast before. It's like you can't take the jungle out of the cat.
Yeah, exactly.
There is that primal element to it that goes back billions of years.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's mad.
Would you jump back in it now?
Ah, definitely. Well,
even on a legal one, just going down.
Oh yeah, no, I've done a couple of legal ones. But you know what it is, yeah. Whoever's supplying the paint, I'll do it.
Really,
just,
like that?
Yeah, just saying, 100%. But yeah, I'm gonna do a couple of things.
Would you ever buy paint?
No, again. Oh man,
that's a critical question.
Do you know what?
The critical question to Avon.
I think it goes against my morals, you know. No, but the thing is, I think you know what it is. I'll probably spend a tenner. Other than that, someone have to just sponsor me. But it's in the heart, it's in the blood. We don't pay for nothing, man. Still to this day.
Even still to this day.
A little bit.
Tell me, give me some more positive graffiti stories. Come on, this lot are gonna be.
Don't have any positive ones.
I'm sure there's a diary full of them. Question.
Yeah, I need to think. Right. This is true. Right. So basically, obviously, we've now, basically me, I think I can't remember who I was. It's me and my other boy. Obviously, we're young. It's them old school days. Lambrini, smelly finger in the park and that. With the younger, with the girls. And but yeah, we were with these two little girls, these two girls. We were like 14, 15, man. Yeah. We're young. So obviously we're doing a thing. Obviously we've got nowhere to go. So we're just rolling around on the lines, just getting us with another. So obviously this girl, obviously she's fascinated with, obviously, the graffiti side of things, isn't it? Obviously that's why she's probably hanging around with us. But we're doing what we're doing. We're sitting at Purley train station, chilling, smoking a couple of joints, and a couple of bottles of Lambrini. And then... Bob, my top to bottom that I'd done the night before pulls into the station.
Ugh, rock star.
Yeah, as she's talking to me and her mouth just dropped and all that. I think that's got to be one of the best days of my graffiti
days. But your hands were together thank you.
It just dropped. It dropped nicely, man. And then I think she just looked and she's like, oh my God. She's like, how did you do that? And I was just like...
Babes.
It. Just had to 007 it, you know what I'm saying? Just had to 007 it, man. Just stayed calm and just had to give a little smile on it. But yeah, that's it. That was a good time.
00 Avon in there.
Yeah, you done though, man.
I've done my piece. Yeah. See you later, babes. My work here is done.
Yeah, man. That's science still delivered on that one, man. Definitely.
It's in the bag.
Shit, man.
What's the future, brother? What is the future for you as a young man in 2020 plus?
Oh, man. I've got a young son now. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Stabilizer.
I've got a young son now. So just for him, really. That's for now. That's what I'm doing for him, just for setting his foundation, looking off. Obviously he's just a money provider now. Doing it to do, but yeah, man, I'm definitely gonna keep little bits and bobs here, keep it alive, man. Even this little talk today just brought back so many memories. It'd be rude not to, you know what I'm saying?
Enjoy yourself.
But yeah. I will do, yeah, man, I mean, definitely. I appreciate
get out there,
it, man.
I'll see you on some walls. Yeah. What would you say to your son? Would it, you know what I mean? I mean, he'll see this maybe in like 10 years, 12 years from now.
What'd I say to my son?
What would you say?
You know what? Guys, that's a tough one.
It's deep.
That's a tough one. I know what I've
been watching
through.
Now. What would you say?
I don't know. I wouldn't change my life for nothing. But I also wouldn't want someone to go through my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But it's a situation where, like, you know what it is? From back in the 90s until, like, say, 10 years from now, life is going to be totally different. So what I would say, I'd say, look, stay in school. No, 100%. Because in 10 years from now, bub, this is going to be... I won't say it's not as hunky dory as it is at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Times are changing, aren't they?
Exactly, definitely. Rapid, times are changing, rapid.
And it's mad, isn't it? Even when I think about what we're talking about now, people can be like, "You need what?
Yeah,
you need what? You're talking on microphones about this shit? What?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shit, bro.
Life's ever changing, man.
No, it is. It's crazy. Mm. It's so fast.
Mm.
Mental, man. I'm only touching 40 in that, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Naughty 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might be. Let me. I might make a 40th, innit? 40th massacre. See what happens, innit? But nah, yeah, it just becomes part and parcel of the thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mad to think we are the same age pretty much, and you've been there as a constant through my whole journey in graph, bro.
Yeah, it's mad.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, from the start, bro. And all that up then years ago. We were so young. So young.
Yeah.
Mad.
He's mad, isn't it?
Crazy. It's good, though.
And there's loads of olders watching this. Yeah. What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah. They don't know shit, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I guess it's a constant conveyor belt, isn't it?
A million.
And it's, I guess, in a way, we count ourselves lucky that we're here and we did what we did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a blessing, bro.
That's right.
I mean, you've got to count your blessings, brother. Definitely.
Very positive ending. Thank you so much, Avon.
Love, Kate.
Total legend.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Avon, FDC. Lovely. Yes, you know, it's sharing is caring. That's right, Dick. Yeah? See, we get them in. You know what I mean? We've got a milkshake in here, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, we're out of emails out of fashion. Lots of love to you lot, all right? Stay lucky and don't talk to anyone I wouldn't. Tay. 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 T